It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, November 15th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade, and I've got a story for all the independent ladies out there.
Speaking of independent ladies, it was a big night for Kacey Musgraves at the CMAs. We'll be talking about that later. But first, a few more of today's headlines. Over 40,000 people have signed a petition asking Maroon 5, please do not play the Super Bowl halftime show.
Somebody's name is on that who's in this room right now. Not pointing fingers at myself, but yeah, maybe not.
The band actually aren't officially confirmed to play the Super Bowl halftime show, but it's been widely reported that it's going to be Maroon 5.
Yeah, it's all but signed with, you know, pen on the paper.
Yeah. So all these tens of thousands of people actually aren't taking issue with Maroon 5's music, although maybe you could find another 40,000 or more people who would do that. But these 40,000 people are asking the band to decline their halftime performing slot in protest of the NFL's treatment of Colin Kaepernick and other players who've taken a knee to protest police brutality. The petition points out that both Jay-Z and Rihanna reportedly declined halftime slots for that very reason. The petition reads, quote, until the league changes their policy and support players' constitutional right to protest, no artists should agree to work with the NFL. Congratulations to Billy Idol, who is now an American citizen.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe that means we can see him more on tour.
On Wednesday in Los Angeles, he participated in a naturalization ceremony, making the 62-year-old British rocker officially an American citizen. And the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services tweeted, it's a nice day for a naturalization ceremony.
Ooh, I feel like that's pulling that a little extreme.
A little awkward. Reminded me of in May when Billy Idol tweeted, looks like a lovely day in the UK for Harry and Meghan's wedding. And fans were just like, Billy Idol!
This is your one opportunity!
You had one job! It's a nice day to start again! Country singer-songwriter Roy Clark has died of pneumonia at age 85. He had a lot of hits on the country charts from the 1960s through the 1980s, but he's most familiar as the longtime host of the country variety program, Hee Haw.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Yeah, what I've appreciated about this has been the ability for all of these musicians to kind of share their Hee Haw stories. One of my favorites that popped up today was The Replacements, and they said that they were refusing to make music videos. And their agent was like, what do we have to do? And Paul Westerberg, the lead singer of The Replacements, said, if you get me on Hee Haw, I will lip sync to Waitress in the Sky. I loved that anecdote.
Besides being a country music star and hosting Hee Haw, Roy Clark achieved quite a lot in his life. He kickstarted the massive popularity of Branson, Missouri as a tourist destination by being the first country star to open a music venue there in 1983. Also, among the first country stars to perform with a symphony orchestra. And he was a musical Cold War ambassador who played 18 shows in the Soviet Union in 1976. Nixon can go to China, Roy Clark can go to the USSR. He was very proud of spreading the gospel of the genre he loved. In 2016, he told NPR, quote, the critics all said that the only listeners that we had were country. And I said, wait a minute. I was just in New York City, and I was walking down the street, and a guy yells across and says, hey, Roy, I'm a pickin'. Well, I'm obligated to say, I'm a grinnin'. His biggest hit was the country chart-topping title track to his 1973 album, Come Live With Me.
Come live with me and be my love.
In 2016, everyone was waiting to get their hands on the athleisure clothing line that Beyoncé launched called Ivy Park. At the time it launched, Beyoncé's Parkwood company owned 50% of the brand label, and the other 50% was controlled by Topshop's parent company, Arcadia. In the past few years, Topshop's owner has gotten into a lot of trouble. This is a guy named Philip Green. And it's been allegations of bullying, racial abuse, and sexual harassment. So it's not really a huge surprise that the statement came out today from Ivy Park saying, after discussions of almost a year, Parkwood has acquired 100% of the Ivy Park brand. So that's right. Ivy Park is an independent lady. Beyonce is the boss, 100%. But if you did put in an order recently and you're worried about your leggings and your crop tops and your sweatshirts, do not fear. You'll still be able to get those. But there's probably going to be a change in store in the coming years for the brand.
Yeah, it's been a hugely high-profile clothing line. I know there have been ads featuring SZA, featuring Yara Shahidi of Black-ish. A lot of people love this clothing line. And so I'm sure people who have been appalled by Philip Green's behavior will be glad that now when they are buying Ivy Park, they're buying straight from Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Life lesson, as always, from Miss B, stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
The annual Country Music Association Awards were held on Wednesday night, and Kacey Musgraves was the big winner, even though technically Keith Urban was the big winner.
How so, Jay?
Well, so Keith Urban actually won Entertainer of the Year. The whole nominee slate for that award was men. Chris Stapleton won Single of the Year and Song of the Year for Broken Halos. Luke Combs won New Artist of the Year. Notice a pattern emerging here.
Yes, this is very different than every other award ceremony we've seen so far this year where women were basically running and winning everything.
And it looked like a male artist was going to win Album of the Year as well. After all, four of the five nominees were men. But the award went to Kacey Musgraves, who dedicated the award to, quote, all the little girls writing songs out there.
This is really, really crazy timing because I just realized this morning, it sounds like a lot. 10 years ago today, I moved to Nashville. That's so crazy.
It was a huge deal because obviously it was a little bit of a surprise given the sexism of the music industry, mm-hmm. the fact the night was dominated by men, and also the fact that Kacey Musgraves has not been getting a ton of support on country radio. So although she's a hugely popular artist with a ton of fans, hasn't necessarily been embraced by the industry the way some of the other competitors were.
Yeah, this has been something that has weirdly been plaguing both Nashville and the country music world, where women just for some reason can't get the radio plays that they've been able to succeed in other genres like indie music, alternative music, R&B. And there's been this sort of play, a little bit patronizing, where it's like, well, we can create a separate stream of just women, or, you know, we can do these various things that feel like outreaching but really aren't. And to see the CMA Awards sort of doing the exact same thing, you know, giving the men all of the big awards this year, even though there are some fantastic, fantastic albums that came out in the country music world from women musicians. So it's nice to see at least in one showcase a woman winning the award.
This is awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So hopefully all the buzz around Kacey Musgraves' win is going to be heard by the CMAs, and hopefully they'll make things a little bit more equitable moving forward. The broadcast opened with Garth Brooks leading a moment of silence for the 12 victims of last week's shooting at a country music bar in California. It also included tributes to the late Ricky Skaggs and, why not, Burt Reynolds. Kacey Musgraves' win came from her album Golden Hour. Here's the first track from that album, which she also performed at the ceremony, Slow Burn.
I'm all right with a slow burn. Taking my time, let the world turn.
So the annual TV ad for the John Lewis department store chain is like the Super Bowl of the UK ad industry. You might not know this if you're not a British person, but it's a huge deal. This is a luxury department store chain in the UK, and every year they drop a lot of money on a big TV ad that rolls out with a lot of fanfare, and it's always, there's always something very showy about it. It's always very tear-jerking. You're always kind of, you know, fighting back tears by the end of it. And to give you a sense of like how impactful these ads can be, by far and away, Lily Allen's most streamed song on Spotify is not any of her radio hits you might know, but her cover of Keane's song Somewhere Only We Know, which was featured in the 2013 John Lewis ad.
I walked across an empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand.
So this year's ad, Jay, I watched it this morning, and I'm not a crier, but I was like so misty and trying to hold it together because it starts off with Elton John at his piano. There's a Christmas tree in the background. You're thinking, oh, how sweet, Elton John at home. And all of a sudden, it starts like flipping into memories from his past, and you see a younger and younger Elton John, all the way down to baby Elton John getting his first piano. Oh, Jay, I'm like getting teary-eyed just thinking about the commercial, which is very awkward.
And the soundtrack to the ad is Your Song, which will, you know, mist you up under any circumstances. Yeah, John Lewis does it again. It's today's viral pick, their new ad starring Elton John, which is sure to spur interest, of course, in holiday shopping, but also in Elton John's current tour, his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, saying goodbye to the road at length. He's doing a lot of touring as he gets ready to retire from touring, and also the upcoming Elton John biopic, Rocket Man.
This one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song.
And that's today's music news. You can see that ad and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. And if the words music, news, video, promo, blooper reel make you say, sign me up, where can I see it?
Oh, no.
You can search for The Current Music News on Facebook and join our Facebook group, where we're posting all sorts of goodies for you to enjoy. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines, including a rundown of this week's new releases, and our contributor Maya Jacobson is going to pop in to talk about a crazy story involving an unsigned heavy metal band who somehow got booked into massive venues.
I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the